Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
You know, the words you speak over yourself, the words you speak over your circumstances, will always determine if you'll experience victory or if you're going to suffer defeat.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word, God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, Are the Odds Against You?
Speak the Word.
Have you ever felt like that your odds were against you, that you're just being overwhelmed by what's going on? Also, I want to talk to you that I know that most of you would like to believe that things change over time. I know I do. And some things do change, but there are things that never change. God's Word teaches us in the book of Ecclesiastes that there is nothing new under the sun. And one of the things that never changes is the Word of God, the truths of God, the promises of God. In Matthew 24, verse 35, it says, He tells us that the sky and the earth will pass away, but His word will never pass away. Hallelujah. No matter how hard people try to keep it out of our government and out of our schools by accepting all the things that we see going on around us today, by trying to brainwash our children into their way of thinking, it will never happen. It will never happen, folks. It never will. He says He is the Lord and He changes not, according to Malachi 3:8. Praise God. So His word never changes either. You know, God's word is always alive and it's active and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, according to Hebrews 4:12. His word is always powerful and it never loses its power. We have to keep that in mind. God's word never gets old and God's word never loses its power. He is the same God today, yesterday, and He will be the same God tomorrow and forevermore, according to Hebrews 13:8. Saints, He is the God on the mountain, and He is still God in the valley. I know it feels like, you know, some of you get in valleys sometimes. I feel like for the last month I've been in the valley, but I know I was not alone. I know that God was with me, and sometimes we feel like that God's not with us, but He is with us. But like I said, He's with us when we're in the mountains, when we're praising Him, and everything is going good, but when we're in the valley, He's with us too. His word is just as powerful today as it was the day that Paul and all the other apostles were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write it. And He's given us the freedom to make choices in our lives and through His word. His word teaches us every day how we can avoid some of these traps that Satan uses against us. For just as Satan started out tricking God's children in the book of Genesis, so is he still doing today. For as the word states, there is nothing new under the sun, according to Ecclesiastes 1:9. Satan began his lying and deceiving at the very beginning of time, and that sure has not changed. He's still lying. He's still deceiving. He even tried to kill Jesus as soon as he was born. According to Matthew 2, verse 16, the New King James, it says, Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all his districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. The only thing that has changed in Satan's tactics, he is now using a new method to wipe out our children before they're even born. As a matter of fact, Satan has picked up momentum. He is still lying. He is still deceiving God's children today. He is doing it through the news media. He's doing it through our government officials and all through the social media. And let's don't forget about the false prophets. You know, I heard a false prophet say the other day that a cow was going to be driving a tractor in heaven. Well, I don't think so. Remember what Satan said to Eve in Genesis chapter 3, verse 4. He said, The devil said, You certainly won't die. God knows that your eyes will be open as soon as you eat of it, and you will be like him, like God, knowing both good and evil. And verse 6 says, and it says the woman was convinced. You know, Eve was not the only one that Satan convinces. He convinces all of us from time to time, all of us. None of us are innocent of that. I pray that that's becoming less and less, but he's still doing it. For he had created her in his image, just as he created us. Like I said, we all know that she was already like God, for he had created her in his image, just as he'd created us, nothing lacking, nothing missing. And as the famous radio broadcaster Paul Harvey used to say, now you know the rest of the story about what happened. Their eyes were open, and suddenly they felt ashamed of their nakedness. Now, up to this point, they didn't even know that they were naked. Yes. Isn't that the way it is? Another thing, Paul Harvey would open up with his, hello, Americans. I say to all of you today that have ears to hear, hello, believers. Yes. Hello, Christians. You know, when a person is having a heart attack, the doctors use something like a paddle. Defibrillator pads, you know, and it says that these amazing life-saving devices have electrodes, often referred to as paddles, that attach to the defibrillator machine and deliver a shock dose of electricity that restores normal heart rhythm by stopping the chaotic electrical activity in the person's heart. And I believe that this is what the church needs today. The church needs something that will wake it up, put life back into it, an electric shock, anything that will wake it up. Friends, the devil is still tempting us today. He tempts people every day with things he knows will destroy you if you listen to him. Think about that. How many drug addicts do you think became an addict just by trying it once? Or the alcoholic that became an alcoholic with the first drink? Do you think the devil shows the person he tempts to take drugs that once he becomes addicted, that it will cost him everything that is important to him, everything that he or she holds dear, and that it will cost him everything that's valuable in their life? The devil doesn't tell them that they will turn into a thief that will steal even from those who love them the most, their parents and their friends, or they will live and be in a jail somewhere sometime. Or do you think the devil tells the alcoholic that they're risking losing their job, their spouse, and their children? Think about that. Think about how Satan is working today through our government to kill off our babies before they even have a chance at life, and trying to convince our young ones that God must have made a mistake in their gender. But we know, saints, that God never makes a mistake. He never makes a mistake. Are you hearing me, brothers and sisters? I realize this will be an unpopular message. However, it is a message that we need to hear. We need to stop watering down God's word. Can you see how when it comes to deceiving God's elect, that's nothing new under the sun? It's always been that way. God wants you to know that you don't have to buy into the devil's lies. You don't have to continue to let the enemy deceive you. God can and God will restore you. As a matter of fact, when, not if you're tempted, but when. Because we all get tempted, folks. His word says he will show you a way out so that you can endure. In other words, God will always give you a solution to your problem, regardless, if you just ask him. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, in the God Word translation, it says, there isn't any temptation that you have experienced which is unusual for humans. God, who faithfully keeps his promises, will not allow you to be tempted beyond your power to resist. But when you are tempted, he will also give you the ability to endure the temptation as the way of escape. I think that's awesome. I really do. As God has stated in his word, there is nothing new under the sun. For all through our history, Satan has been working. It's just that we have never seen times like this bad, in our lifetime. And the way we handle these trials is the same way that God's children has always handled them, and that's with his word. There is no other weapon by putting on the whole armor of God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that your word is always powerful and it never loses its power. Hallelujah. And according to your word, you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. According to Ecclesiastes 1:9, there is nothing new under the sun, and the thing that has been is what will be again, and that which has been done will be done again. In other words, my brothers and sisters, we all have been going through some rough times, and as Christians, we're getting more persecuted. However, the Lord is saying that people have always gone through trials, and kingdom children have always suffered violence, and this is nothing new. But one thing that has not changed is His Word, and the way we handle these trials is the same way that God's children have always handled them, and that's with the Word of God. Oh, Lord, help us to understand that we have a choice. We do not have to take the junk that Satan throws at us. You can fight like the soldiers and warriors that you are. The Word of God becomes your equalizer. Equalizer means a person or thing that equalizes, especially a device to counterbalance opposing forces. God's Word will counterbalance, counterweight, or equalize anything that you need for it to do. Hallelujah. No, it is just as powerful as it has ever been. Praise God in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the Word. The Word of God against the Word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.